ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यम् करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ वां मे मनसि प्रतिष्ठिता मनो मे वाचि प्रतिष्ठितम् आविराविर्महेधि वेदस्य मानीस्थः नेमा प्रहासीः अनेनाधीतेनाहोरात्रान् सन्ददामि ऋतम् वदिष्यामि सत्यम् वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम् अवतु वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः कान्शियस्नेस् चैतन्यम् व्यक्तम् manifest is sagunam. Manifest consciousness is Ishwara. Consciousness pure is nirgunam brahma. Brahma Ishwara. Big confusion comes. When do we use the term Ishwara? When do we use the term brahma? There is no Ishwaraha other than awareness, the consciousness. There is no Jivaha other than awareness, the consciousness. There is no Jagat other than awareness. So when do Ishwaraha? Ishwaraha, the word literally means the Lord. And always, because the word Lord we use is in the masculine gender word, we also use the pronoun he, and we always think of something a limited form. So here Ishwaraha, with the same consciousness, manifest is Ishwaraha. Pure is Brahma. Only when it is manifest, and any manifesting medium becomes what? Recognizing the medium for recognizing the awareness. Awareness, only through its manifestation, it's available for recognition. The consciousness, the pure, as pure, is non-recognizable, non-accessible, inaccessible, non-interactable. Manifest is available for recognition. But even the manifest consciousness available for recognition means, can we say it is recognized? We can say it's recognized, but not as an object. It's a very important lesson. consciousness is available for recognition. It is recognized, it is recognizable not as an object, but as the very swarupam of the subject, as the very truth of the subject. The truth of I. And even for that recognition, it needs what? It must be what? Manifest. That's why any manifesting medium becomes as though a revealer. That's why any manifesting medium is like a name. A name indicates its given object. Similarly, every manifesting medium serves as a means of recognition of consciousness. Therefore, it's also like the name. And mainly, where is it manifest? Only in subtle matter. Subtler matter alone, consciousness is manifest. In gross matter, consciousness is, it is not manifest. If it is all pervasive, it must be everywhere. But it is not recognizable, non-interactable, if it is not manifest. So in gross matter, it is not manifest. That is why in dead body, consciousness is there or not in dead body? It must be there. In dead body also, consciousness is. It's not consciousness is not in dead body. In inert matter also it is there. Non-living things like table, chair, or any body, in a log of wood or the tree, everywhere, all pervasive, sarvagatam, sarvavyapakam. We have this word, sarvavyapi. Sarvavyapi, sarvavyapi means all pervasive. Sarvagatam, all pervasive. All pervasive means, what does it mean? It pervades the consciousness, pervades the space. What about space? Space is all pervasive. There is no object which exists outside of space. And space, that's why space is called avakasha pradatru akashaha, all pervasive space. And consciousness being free from spatial limitation, it pervades even the space. Akashasyapi avakasha pradata. It pervades even the all pervasive space. Because the space, even the, it is incomprehensible for you to know. It's incomprehensible where the space begins, where the space ends. Our minds cannot really comprehend that fact. A space is the only element which is free from spatial limitation. A spatially limitless object is only space. And this space itself does not have existence outside of consciousness. You can easily say, where does the space exist? Everything exists in space. Where does the space exist? Space exists in awareness. This, you are awareness means you can say space exists in me. If space itself exists in you, you are all accommodative. You are accommodative of all accommodative space. So sarvavyapi. Therefore, it must pervade all the inert matter. It must pervade, what? No, it pervades everything. But you are not able to say, you are not able to see, you are not able to make out, comprehend that there is awareness here, consciousness here. Why? Because it is pure. Chaitanyam is inaccessible. But where there is subtle matter, there in subtle matter serves as manifesting medium. There manifestation is possible. It is like the transparent earthen product. You can have the reflection, you can see your own reflection. The non-transparent earthen product, you cannot see your reflection. Simple thing. In a glossy tiles, we see your face reflects, isn't it? Because of transparency. In a mirror, you can see your reflection of your face. What about the glass? The mirror is earthen. Kachaha. Also, Mrudeva. At the same time, when you see, suppose the same wall, go and stand in front of the wall and see your face. Do you see a reflection? No. This is also earthen. This is also earth, isn't it? A piece of wood, a board, it's also earthen. But there's no reflection of your face. So the transparency, where there is transparency, there alone you can have, see your reflection. Even the both are originally earthen. Similarly here also, even though this is also pancha bhautikam, our physical body is also elemental product. Our subtle body also is elemental. Mind is also elemental. But the difference is what? That is subtle, this is gross. So consciousness is but not manifest in gross matter. It needs certain subtleness of the matter for it to become manifest. That's why in living beings means there must be definitely subtle body, subtle matter indwelling the gross matter. And you see, and in keeping with the subtleness, also the level of manifestation varies, differs. That's what we saw the difference. In plants there is manifestation of consciousness, but the lowest level, inferior level. In animals, in insects, in worms, everywhere. And also in human mind, the highest form of manifestation of consciousness is only in human mind. What? Because subtlest, that vritti is also what? Aham vritti. I said yesterday. But a consciousness obtaining in all these different manifesting media, the difference is only in manifesting media, but not in the manifest consciousness. There is one and the same. Therefore, the consciousness manifest in all the beings, also as what, all the living beings, one and the same consciousness. Our minds are different, bodies are different, manifesting media are different, but the manifest consciousness because of which the life is possible, that is one and the same awareness. Shuni chaiva shvapa kecha vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini. Shuni chaiva shvapa kecha pandita samadarshinaha samadrishtihi. So wise people have the vision of the consciousness being on the same in all these beings. The word is all pervasive. That is why the manifesting medium serve is like a name. And mainly the antakarna vrittihi. Every vritti becomes a name for the Lord. When you see the consciousness as the manifest consciousness, manifesting medium becomes the name, means you can call every name as what? Name of the Lord. And without the vritti, antakarna vrittihi, without the knowledge, vritti jnanam, there cannot be an object of knowledge. The object of knowledge is dependent on the knowledge for its existence. The known object alone enjoys the status of being existent. Astitvam jnatasya vastunaha eva. So only the object which is known, the known object alone enjoys the status of being existent. Which means known object alone enjoys, is alone is existent. The unknown is as good as non-existent. Therefore, there is no jnanam, there is no cognition. See, the perception, knowledge, understanding, cognition, recognition, all these are very important. Perception, understanding, knowledge, cognition, recognition. All of them are what? Vrittis with consciousness. A thought with consciousness. And all, thoughts are many. Therefore, the thoughts are, if each thought is of a given object. Therefore, cognitions are many. But the awareness is one and the same. Now, one and the same awareness obtaining in various thoughts is same in all other minds also, all other beings also. That is why externally existing every object also is what? Name for the Lord. That is why we say every object becomes what? Reflecting, manifesting medium of the Lord. You don't need to go in search of anything. Every externally, every object you see, what do you see? The Lord. Everything that is here is the Lord. That is why every object being the Lord, the whole, any one object can serve as an altar, symbol, the symbol for the Lord the whole. This is why we use any one form we have here, means we just, when you worship a given form, invoking Bhagavan, the Lord in that one form, it doesn't matter, which form can be anything. That's why you must be wondering why so many murtis, the people were surprised really. So many murtis we have here. One Devi, one Shiva, one Dakshinamurti, one Subramanya, all of them. Because whichever form you worship, whichever form you pray to, you are not praying to the given form, it's only altar, as which symbolizes Bhagavan, the whole. So through that, you relate to the Lord, the whole, who obtains in all these forms, innumerable, countless forms. Vishwarupena avabhasamanam bhagavantameva ekarupa rupena dhyayama. We bow to the only Lord in any one form. This I want to tell yesterday. Anyway, so here, and that awareness, where do you arrive at that awareness as pure awareness? Because it is not an object. In Kena Upanishad also, many times we learned it. Because consciousness is not an object of knowledge. அப்ரமேயத்வாத், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் இம்பர்செப்டபிலிட்டி, இட்ஸ் இம்பர்செப்டபிள் அண்ட் இட் இஸ் அன்ஆப்ஜெக்டிஃபயபிள், தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் ரெக்கக்னிஷன் த்ரூ தி மேனிஃபெஸ்டிங் மீடியம். As the very truth of the subject, swarupam of the very knower, experiencer. As the very subject, you can say, but okay, it's very swarupam of the subject. Truth of the subject, the knower. Therefore, the subject, the knower, happens to be referred to by this pronoun, first person singular pronoun, I. There is no substance, there is no meaning of the first person singular pronoun I other than awareness. Like when you take this word wave, what is the substance? Wave is a substantive, and what is the substance? You see, if you remove the substance called H2O, the wave, the substantive, will lose its existence. So existence of the name and form wave is dependent on the existence of the very water, the H2O, the substance. Minus the water, the substance, the wave, name and form wave is what? Non-substantial form. A non-substantial name, there is no name. Similarly, what is this I? First person, singular person, I. Actually, there is no substance other than the awareness, the actual, the absolute, real meaning of the term substantive. I is awareness, the consciousness. And how do we arrive at it? By negating the sukshma shariram as anatma, the non-self, as object of knowledge. And what is non-negatable, finally, what is available as non-negatable is the awareness. So arrive at it. You cannot, again, let me negate consciousness also means what? Who will negate? Who negates them? You negate till the vrittis. Then what you cannot negate finally is the consciousness. That is how you stumble upon, you arrive at the awareness. You cannot go beyond. Let me negate that also. Non-negatable. Then you are clear. Then you analyze the nature of that awareness. In other Upanishads we did elaborately, we discussed in Taittiriya and other Upanishads. And that awareness is in fact the existence, the reality, without which the pancha bhautika jada prapanchaha, this five elemental model, this universe, cannot exist at all. So the entire material universe does not have its existence outside of this awareness. The elements, subtle or gross, or the elementals and all the elemental nama rupani which constitute the whole universe, subtle manifestation its entirety, the gross manifestation its entirety, all of nothing has existence of its own. Jagataha, it does not have existence of its own. That the whole gross, tangible jagat which we perceive, which experience, is as good as the name and form ocean minus water. It is a very difficult thing to accept. It is a fact. If this fact can be comprehended, which means for your subtlest minded person. Because comprehension of subtler facts requires subtle sukshma buddhi also, subtle mind, fine, refined mind. That's why yesterday I said, I used the term samanadhikaranyam. Between the consciousness obtaining, it's like the space obtaining in this hall, and the space obtaining in Swamiji's kutia, the space obtaining enclosed by the ladies' hostel, the space enclosed by the men's hostel, one in the same space. Similarly, the consciousness obtaining in every being is what? One and the same. So between the consciousness obtaining in one spot, the one body, and the consciousness obtaining in another being, there is no difference. So Chaitanya, Chaitanya. When you say consciousness is, the consciousness obtaining in my, as me, obtaining as the self here, and the conscious obtaining in all other beings, the self of all the beings, the self and the self here, in between this is Aikya Samana Adhikaranyam. Aikya Samana Adhikaranyam. Aikya means oneness, oneness of consciousness. Consciousness being one and the same, obtaining in all the beings, we say Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. Whereas, when you later on you negate the whole jagat, if you take, suppose you cognitively think, see the consciousness being one and the same, and how are we going to account for all the physical forms obtaining in, you know, this forms with life, forms without life. The entire gross universe and also subtle matter. So the entire material universe, the universe, the object of other than consciousness. When you resolve the knower, the experiencer in consciousness, and what else is there? Drik, drishyam. Only two. Shadi, irandoliya, verillai. Drik and drishyam. What is this drishyam then? The entire drishyam, the entire world of objects, is nothing but material. Jadap prapanchaha, inert material product only. Other than consciousness, what is only jadap prapanchaha. And I already said this material, inert material universe is as good as the non-substantial name and form ocean minus water. Which means, is it possible for us to say the world is consciousness, the world is Brahma? If you say the whole jagat is Brahma, I'll use the word world. The whole jagat is Brahma, the whole universe is Brahma, the entire cosmos is the truth. If you say, we are not saying the matter is identical with Paramatma. You are not saying that. There is Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. It is not Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. It is Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam, which means matter. How can matter be identical with consciousness? It is not even there. Matter is as good as the non-substantial name and form ocean minus water. The material universe, the inert பாஞ்சபௌதிக ஜட பிரபஞ்சம். I'm using both English and Sanskrit so you won't get confused. He is as good as the non-substantial name and form ocean minus water. Which means you say it is, there is no jagat other than awareness. The awareness misunderstood, wrongly understood, understood is this jagat. And jagat properly understood is awareness. Whether five elements or the elementals, including space, nothing has existence of its own. They all borrow their existence from awareness. How do we say that? The whole jagat, for it to be known, to have the status of being existent, it has to be known. For it to become the known, there must be knowledge. And for the knowledge to be there, there must be manifestation of consciousness. And for the consciousness to manifest, there must be consciousness. Isn't it? Even though consciousness is not dependent on the matter, the mind, the vrittis, for its existence, it is dependent on matter, the vrittis, for its manifestation. Consciousness is dependent on matter for its manifestation. But matter is dependent on consciousness for its very existence. The matter will be non-existent. Matter cannot, does not have existence of its own. Even the very existence, matter is dependent on consciousness. Therefore, there is no jagat outside of, away from, independent of the awareness. You see the whole jagat, what is that which lends existence to the jagat? Even though light is completely different, opaque is completely different. Without the light, opaque will be as good as non-existent. For the opaque thing to enjoy the status of being existent, it needs to come to light, it needs to shine. And for it to shine, to come to light, to have the status of being existent, there must be light. So existence of light is the existence of the opaque. Therefore light is the very existence of the opaque. Why? Because light does not need to do any action to lend existence to the opaque. Understand? Light does not need to do any action, anything, to lend existence to the opaque. By its mere presence, it lends existence to the opaque. How? By bringing it to light. Again, to illuminate, it doesn't need to do anything. Illumining is its swarupam. That is why existence is the very nature of the light with reference to opaque objects. What is the swarupam of the light? If you say existence is the swarupam of the light with reference to opaque objects. Is it clear? Existence. It's called satta. Or sat, satyam, satta. Therefore, that by which existence is lent, or that from which existence is attained, obtained, by the opaque is the light. Therefore we say what now? We can say opaque netram prakashaha. Netram, the word netram literally means eye. Isn't it? But here netram, netra means that by which existence is obtained. That because of which existence is obtained. Or that which, you know, that way netram. I'm coming to the point. So that which lends existence, that because of which existence is possible, is called netram. So sarvam prajnanetram, last word we saw yesterday, sarvam prajnanetram. Tat sar prajnanetram, prajna means akaranta strilinga shabdaha, which means consciousness, prajna. In Tamil we say prajnai, unarvu, nun unarvu. Not simply, it's not feeling. It's unarvu, nun unarvu, prajna, conscious, pure consciousness, awareness. Prajnanam, same meaning. One feminine gender word, neuter gender word. Prajna or prajnanam mean the same. So sarvam prajnanetram. All that is here is nothing but prajna. Why? Because all that is here enjoys existence of existence because of the prajna. That is the meaning. That's why netram, you can take it as what now? Satta pradata. Satta pradiyate yena tad netram. That by which existence is lent, that from which existence is obtained. You want to know? Satta pradata netram. So prajnanetram. Next, prajnane pratishthitam. So prajnane pratishthitam. See, pratishtha. The word pratishthita means pratishtha means the adharaha. Substratum. What is adhara here? Adhriyate anena iti adharaha. That without which existence is not possible. Take the example, simple example. The ocean cannot exist without one substance called water. So if you ask, where does the ocean exist? What is the location of the ocean? It is not geographical location, understand? Where does it exist? Is it possible for the ocean to exist outside of, independent of, away from water? If you analyze, ocean is just the nama and rupa. Nama rupa. Only appearance of the water. There is no such a thing called ocean, the name and form other than water. So the appearance of water is name and ocean. A given appearance. So that ocean, water can be without being the ocean, but there cannot be ocean without the water. Therefore we say what now? You know, Where does the ocean exist? Means ocean exists in the water. So the water is the pratishtha, adharaha. So where is the ocean pratishthitam? Samudraha kutra pratishthitaha. Where is the ocean? Where does the ocean remain supported? Where does the ocean remain, you know, where does the ocean exist? Simple thing. So, pratishthitam. Similarly, prajnane pratishthitam jagat. Pratishthitam, why? The whole jagat remains, you know, remains supported in the very awareness. When does it remain supported? When does it remain supported here? Always. Before the creation, prajnane pratishthitam. When the whole jagat resolved, where does it resolve? Only in prajnane. The waves come out of water, remain in water, sustained by water, resolve in water. The waves, names and forms, waves, the origin, sustenance, resolution, all the three happen only in water. Srishti, sthiti, laya, karanam for the waves is what? Water. Similarly here, jagataha, for this entire universe also, before srishtihi, it remains supported where? In unmanifest form, where does it remain? In awareness. Prajnane pratishthitam. Therefore, from there alone, it comes into being. Because srishti karanam is implied by the first the word of pratishthitam. Srishti karanatvam. So, Brahman being the source of origin. Anyway, very first word. Prajnane pratishthitam. Next word. Prajnanetro lokaha. So, prajnanetraha lokaha. Again, sarvam before prajnanetram visa. Now, lokaha masculine word. So, prajnanetraha lokaha. And here the word netraha. The netram, not only does it mean that the lokaha is lent existence by prajna, the lokaha, the universe, the whole cosmos, the entire jagat, not only it has existence because of awareness, even the very life, the transactability, the knowability, the enjoyability, is possible because of the all the transactions, the functions, the life which happens within the jagat also is possible because of the awareness. Imagine if there is no awareness, will there be, first of all, the material nama rupani cannot even have existence. And will there be any activities? Will there be any life? There will nothing will be there. Therefore, everything remains sustained in awareness. All the life, all the activities, all that is happening, all that is happening within the realm of the order, the very order, and all the functions, all that is happening in the realm of the order, all of them are the whole jagat that is possible because of awareness. Therefore, the whole jagat, the way it is sustained by what? No, sustained only by consciousness. That is what is said in the next line. Prajnanetraha lokaha. So that is sthiti karanatvam is revealed. Prajna pratishtha. Prajna pratishtha. So prajna pratishtha. the final, the abode of resolution, where the Jagat resolves, also where the Prajna, the awareness. We are using two different words, Prajna and Prajnanam, both mean the same in two different genders. Prajna Pratishtha, which means the pure awareness is the very existence, very truth where the Jagat resolves. Because second Pratishtha reveals the Pralaya Karanatvam. Therefore, now this Prajnanam is Brahma. There is no... What is Brahma again? Brahma is a term implying the reality, absolute reality, ultimate truth of the whole Jagat. And why this reality of the Jagat? We suppose, imagine, the reality of the Jagat we do not know. X. Reality of the Jagat is X. But we know what is the reality. Reality is that which lends existence to the Jagat, that which alone is in the form of the Jagat, that from which the Jagat has come into existence, and that by which the Jagat is sustained, that in which the Jagat resolves, that is the reality. But we do not know what that reality is. And that reality is implied by the term Brahma because of its bigness, greatness. Brahmati, Brahm, Brh, Dhatuhu, Brahmati means grows. And the growing implies is being big. And how big is that reality? That reality happens to be the only source of origin. That reality is the only thing by which the whole Jagat is sustained, that in which the entire universe resolves also, repeatedly that in which the universe continuously becomes manifest and unmanifest and becomes manifest and unmanifest. Punaha, punaha, understand, jayate, gachati, jayate, gachati, jayate, gachati iti Jagat. That from which the universe comes into manifestation, again it goes back and resolves and again becomes unmanifest, again becomes manifest. This is continuously happening. That's why we call it what? Srishti Sthiti Laya, Srishti Sthiti Laya, Srishti Sthiti Laya. It constantly happening. That's why we say what? That. But that which does not arise, that which is not undergoing change, that which does not resolve, that in which all the three things happen, that is what? The truth. That how big it must be. How big it must be for the whole Jagat, incomprehensibly vast Jagat, has to come into existence and remain sustained and resolve there itself, means how big it must be. How it must be infinitely big. It must be limitlessly big. And definitely not relatively big. Absolutely big. Incomparably big. Therefore, that is why Brihatvat Brahma, due to its bigness, it is called Brahma, and it is incomparably big, limitlessly big, infinitely big, absolutely big. And that Brahman, and how do you say it's limitlessly big? We already saw in Taittiriya Mandukya Madhura Upanishads. I'm repeating here for the sake of saying, it's only repetition. Please bear with me here. Kalataha aparichinnam. Time wise, limitless. Why? Because beginningless, anadihi. Adi mantam illadavan. So beginningless, endless, changeless. Therefore, nityaha. Nityatvat what? We say kala rahitaha. It is timeless. Ever time wise, limitless. Why? Because even time itself is a factor which does not have existence outside of awareness. Time is relative, not the absolute. Why? Because anything which exists in awareness is relative. Awareness alone is the absolute. Because time itself is object of consciousness. Time does not have existence. Again, what? Time, anything object of knowledge means vritti vishaya. Vritti vishaya means vritti itself exists where? In awareness. Finished. Very simple. Just to arrive at it, very simple. For something to be relative, it must be what? An object of knowledge. Object of knowledge means what? Vritti vishaya. Vritti vishaya means what? There's no. Vritti itself is vishaya. Isn't it? It's finished. Therefore, time itself is what? Time itself has time limitation. There's a time when the time is not there. Kalasyapi kalaha. Kalabhakshakaha. Kalaha jagat bhakshakaha. You can say what? Aham kalasyapi bhakshakaha. Aham means what? You don't need to be afraid of death. Oh, time. Kalaha agachati. If you understand, you are awareness. It is a fact. This is the fact that absolutely you are the awareness which is free from time limitation. If you know this fact, you can say what? Kalaha jagat bhakshakaha. Everything comes in time and goes in time. Srishti is in time. Sthiti is in time. Pralaya is in time. And within the Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, again, what? Everything happens in time. Time is the devourer of everything. Kalaha jagat bhakshakaha, devourer. The way time is a frightening, no? The way kalaha, everybody is afraid. Because bhakshakaha, devourer. But kalasyapi aham, kalasyapi bhakshakaha. Puja Swamiji, when he says, it's nice to listen to from his words, mouth, no? Kalan comes and tells, na ulagaye mulingi. And you can say, anan unnaye mulingi. You know, because it's Swamiji, it's very nice to hear. When he says it, his own sense of humor. We can't wear Swamiji's shoes, that's the problem. You can simply say what he quotes. Now what I'm saying, this is kalaha. So for time is limitless. Kalataha aparichinnaha aparichinnam vastu is not bound by, subject to time limitation. Not only that, deshataha aparichinnam vastu, spatially also limitless. Simple thing, again what? Space also is object of knowledge, vritti vishayaha, vrittehe chaitanyat. No, there's no prithak, there's no existence of its own. Therefore, what now? It is also spatially limitless. Then, vastutaha aparichinnam. Which object in this world is not vritti vishaya? Any object which enjoys the status of being existent, anything known to you and any object which has the status of being an object, isn't it? Does it have, it must be what? The known. Known means what? It is vritti vishaya, object of thought. And where does the thought exist? Not outside of consciousness. Which means the cognition. The object is dependent on the cognition. The cognition is not outside of awareness. There's no cognition without the awareness. Therefore, there's no object which exists outside of awareness. Just as every wave has its existence only in the water, every wave is non-separate from the water. Inseparable from the water. The water is... Is it water is not the wave, but no wave is away from the water. Similarly, there's no object in this world which is away from Atma. Therefore, vastutaha api aparichinnam. Object wise limitless. Therefore, being free from these threefold limitations, we can say our consciousness is of the nature of limitlessness. The vastu, the reality is of the nature of limitlessness. Therefore, it is also what now? All pervasiveness, purnatvam, limitlessness also can say. Limitlessness, fullness, timelessness, and you said, no, all pervasiveness. Timelessness, all pervasiveness, fullness, limitlessness, being the nature of the reality. And here consciousness is of the nature of timelessness, consciousness is of the nature of fullness, consciousness is of the nature of all pervasiveness, and consciousness is of the nature of limitlessness. Therefore, there is no reality Brahman other than consciousness. Therefore, prajnanam Brahma, prajnanam Brahma, awareness is the reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which alone is in the form of the jagat. All that is here is Brahma, which is, and the Brahman is, reality is consciousness. But all that is here is consciousness, and aham, I am consciousness, therefore I am the whole, is the final vision. Prajnanam Brahma. No, prajnanam is equated to the reality, Brahma. It's okay? So, Mahavakya Vichara is over. Now, only last mantra, which is a Palashruti. Saha Yetena. You might have felt a repeated. My repetition is for you to see what I'm saying. Saha etena prajnena atmana. See, first we say prajna, prajnanam. Masculine word also is possible, prajnaha. Yetena prajnena atmana asman lokat utkramya amushmin swarge loke sarvan kaman aptva amrita-samabhavat samabhavat. The mantra which I already explained when we concluded the second chapter, but still we'll say. Saha means that person, whoever it is. Saha stands for yah kopi. Whoever has this vision, whoever has this vision of the self being the whole, self being identical with Brahman the Paramatma, a wise person, whoever is the wise person, yetena prajnena, atmana prajnena. Atmana prajnena means what now? The person who has this vision of the self being awareness. Whoever has the vision of the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the self being, the substance of substantive I being pure consciousness. Such a person, asmat lokat utkramya. Definitely, what he does, utkramanam, utkrantihi, noun forms. Utkramate is the verb, utkrantihi, like sankranti, just now went, we passed. Utkrantihi, utkramanam, mean what now? Lifting up, shifting is called utkramanam. But here, what is shifted here, what is lifted up? The I sense, which is stuck in the body mind sense complex, which was stuck before because of the ignorance, And that I sense because of this knowledge, now it becomes shifted. Cognitively shifted from the shifting of the I sense cognitively from body, mind, sense complex is what now? Utkramanam. And from where? He says, Asmat Lokat. The Asmat Lokat does not mean the world here. You can simply say, no, shifting from body, mind, sense complex. One shifted I sense from body, mind, sense complex becomes what now? Becomes resolved in Amushmin Swarge Loke. Resolves in Paramatma. Swarga Loka here means Paramatma, Parambrahma. Resolves in Paramatma, which means I am awareness. Is what is what? Swarge, I am awareness. Being clear, having this clear vision is what? I am body, mind, sense complex. Now, I am awareness. This cognitive shift, perspective shift, you know, change is called what? Utkramanam, then Swarga Loka Prapti. Not ready, not, there's no Swarga Loka. Not, don't take it Swarga, heaven and all. This is not heaven. Paramatmani, Pare Brahmani, no? One who has resolved his identity with Paramatma. He resolves his identity with Paramatma, you can say. One meaning. Thereby, what happens? He becomes free from the hold of desires for good. He becomes free from the hold of desires for good. That becoming free from the hold of desires for good without any effort, he becomes totally dispassionate person. That is Ishwara Gunaha. That's Aishwaryam actually. The total dispassion is possible for a wise person. Becoming free from the hold of all disease, the total dispassion is possible only for the wise person. This is called what now? It is, so being totally dispassionate, being free from the hold of desires is as good as having all your desires fulfilled. Therefore, that total dispassion, becoming free from hold of all desires, is implied by the word ka, sarvan kaman aptva. Sarva kama aptihi. Sarva kama aptihi. Attainment of or the fulfillment of all one's desires. We should not mistake it for what? The jnani really gets all his desires fulfilled. No. He will be free from desires. Not having desires, being free from the hold of desires is in fact total dispassion, which implies what? Is as good as having all the desires fulfilled. The sarva kama avaptihi, sarva kama aptihi should be understood correctly always. Even the asmat lokat utkramya should be understood otherwise also. He becomes free from the world for him. He becomes independent of the world. He becomes free from his dependence upon the world for his happiness. Therefore, we say he is free from the hold of disease. He becomes independent of the world for his happiness. That's what asmat lokat. In what becoming asmat lokat, he becomes free. Means what? He becomes free from the world. He becomes independent of the world for his happiness. He is not dependent on the world for his happiness anymore. What does it mean? World means family, friends, relatives, education, and then whatever it is. Nothing. He is not dependent on his happiness or anything in the world. Only when you become free from the dependence upon the world for happiness, you are emotionally free from dependence. The freedom from emotional dependence is independence, is mokshaha. Samsarat muktihi jivan muktihi. That is when you have pupurna vairagyam, is only in jnanam. You have some certain degree of vairagyam you need to have for as a qualification to pursue jnanam. But in only in jnanam you will have purna vairagyam. Total dispassion will become a very natural swarupam. Swabhav will be. Why? Because in jnanam you have the greatest luxury of reveling in the vision of yourself, the self being fullness. So reveling in fullness means you are free from fullness and inadequacy cannot coexist. Reveling in fullness means you are free from sense of inadequacy centered on I. Once you are free from sense of inadequacy, then naturally there can't be passion. There can't be desires. Therefore, total dispassion implies reveling in fullness. Purnatve, reveling in fullness is what? Total dispassion. That's what is implied here. Asmat lokat utkramya amushmin sorge loke sarvan kaman aptva. This person is free from the bondage. So being free from the world, being free from dependence upon the world for one's happiness is being free from the emotional dependence, and which is moksha, which is jivan muktihi. Thereby, and when the person exhausts his prarabdha and leaves his physical body also, the totally dispassionate mind will resolve for good. The sukshma will resolve. Thereby what now? He that, just as the pot space as though becomes one with the total space when the pot is broken, similarly this consciousness obtaining in this form also what now becomes one with, as though become one with Paramatma, the awareness, which is called what? Attainment of immortality. Amritaha samabhavate, amritaha samabhavate. Upanishad repeats this word for emphasizing, for assuring, definitely the wise person becomes immortal, attains immortality. No? Recognizes yourself being already immortal, definitely, definitely. The definiteness is implied by the repetition, and also conclude, the Upanishad being concluded also is indicated by the repetition of the word. Okay? Amrita-samabhavate. Iti Aitareya Upanishadi Tritiyodhyayaha. Om. Sometime before you leave, I'll give you brief, quick summary of the whole thing. But now we can conclude the class. You can go for a tea or chanting class. Om. Vang me manase pratishthita. Mano me vache pratishthitam. Aviravirmayedhi. Vedasya maani isthah. Shrutam me ma prahasihi. Anena dhitena ho ratran sandadhami. Anena dhitena ho ratran. संदधामि दीतेन होरात्रान् संदधामि किमिति संदधामि प्रज्ञानं ब्रह्म प्रज्ञानं ब्रह्म सन्धानम् अनेनाधीतेनाहोरात्रान् संददामि
अनेनाधीतेनाहोरात्रान्
संददामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि
ऋतं वदिष्यामि
सत्यं वदिष्यामि
सत्यं वदिष्यामि
तन्मामवतो
तन्मामवतो
तद्वक्तारमवतो
तद्वक्तारमवतो
अवतु माम्
अवतु माम्
अवतु वक्तारमवतु वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति